Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Bhastacharishatarine What follows is a selection of poems from an anthology of poetry by Srila Rupa Goswami called the Stavamala. Translations by Sriman Kushakrata Das. We begin with an introductory verse by Srila Jiva Goswami. Kavyang sudadu chihadam vibodape banto yasyanya kavyamati tiktavarutsrijanti Rupa sananda sutta rupa kananu rupa shastam bashastam asakrinmamanime mitam. Srila Rupa Goswami has very accurately described the form and qualities of Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. The beauty of Rupa Goswami's poems defeats the taste of nectar. Thus, the learned devotees who are accustomed to drink the nectar of Rupa Goswami's poems reject the poems of others, considering them very bitter. May the poetry of Rupa Goswami grant super excellent good fortune to us at every moment. We begin with the Dvitiyam Chaitanyashtakam, 8 verses glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaloyam vidvansa sputam abhyajanti yudipada da krishnangam krishnam mukhavid vidut kirtanamayai upasyam cha prahu yam kila chaturtashrama jusham sadevas chaitanya kritadatadana kipayatu sadevas chaitanya kritadatadana kipayatu. At performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish because of the great upsurge of the feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahansas who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order, sannyas. May that supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his great causeless mercy.
Charitram dhanvana priyamagavadaladhanapadam jayagoshai sanyag vidichita shachi shokahadana udanchan matanda dhutihada dukulanchita kati sadevas jaitanya kitadatatadanak kipayatu sadevas jaitanya kitadatatadanak kipayatu.
With loud sounds of jai, jai, Sri Chaitanya manifested his pleasing pastime of congregational chanting of the holy name in the home of every devotee and in every street in the town of Shantipur. This pastime of Sankirtan delivers and pleases even the fallen and sinful. He pacified his mother, Shachi Devi, who was grieving at the thought of separation from her son. Adorned with beautiful silk garments, he eclipses the effulgence of the rising sun. May that supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, show us his great causeless mercy.
Param kasyapi panijana vrindasya kutuki rasastomam ritma madadam upabhoktam kamapiya Ucham swama vamre dhitmihi tadiyam pakatiyan sadevas chaitanya kritadatadana kipayatu sadevas chaitanya kritadatadana kipayatu.
Lord Krishna desired to taste the limitless nectarian mellows of the love of one of his multitude of loving damsels, Sri Radha. And so he has assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya. He has tasted that love while hiding his own dark complexion with her effulgent yellow color. May that supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, show us his great causeless mercy. translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Unaradya kritya jadmasura bhavapunahinam bhapannanam daivi bhakti madidaivam chijagati ajasram yakshiman jayiti sahajananda mavaro sadevasya chaitanya kitadata tadana kripayatu sadevasya chaitanya kitadata tadana kripayatu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is never worshipped with love by the demons, who do not accept that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the worshipable deity of the surrendered devotees in all the three worlds, who understand that he is the Supreme Lord. Lord Chaitanya conquers the influence of the material nature for such devotees at every moment. He is very beautiful, and he is blissful and sweet by nature. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, show us his great causeless mercy.
Gatiryak pandranam pakatita navandvipa mahima bhave nalan kuvan bhuvanamahitam shrotriyakulam bhunatyangikarad bhuvipadam hansashramapadam sadevaschetanya kritadatadanakripayatu sadevaschetanya kritadatadanakripayatu.
Lord Chaitanya is the shelter of the people of South Bengal, and his glories are manifested in Navadvip. By birth, he decorates the Brahminical community, which is glorified in all the worlds. He purifies the highest stage of the renounced order of life by accepting the order of sannyas in his earthly pastimes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, show us his great causeless mercy.
Mukenagri pitva Madhudami hanamam metadasam Vishodvara yastam Vamatikana bashpambu mishita Bhuvi prem nastatvam Bhakatahi tumulasita tanu Sadevas chaitanya Kitadati tadanak kipayatu Sadevas chaitanya Kitadati tadanak kipayatu.
In the beginning, Lord Chaitanya drank the sweet nectar of the chanting of the holy name with his mouth. He later discharged it from his eyes on the pretext of shedding many tears. In this way, he showed the real nature of pure love of Krishna on this earth. May that effulgent Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, show us his great causeless mercy.
Tanuma viskurvan Navapuradam bhasam katilasa Kadankalam karas Tarunagajarajanchitagati Vriyebhyo yakshiksham Dishitinidane mali ruchibhi Sadevasya chetanya Kitadati tadanak kripayatu Sadevasya chetanya Kitadati tadanak kripayatu.
Lord Chaitanya manifested his form, which has the effulgence of molten gold. A coconut shell water pot used by sannyasis is the ornament of his waist. His movements are as graceful as the young king of the elephants. By showing his great eagerness to accept garlands and other things that had been offered to Krishna, he instructed his intimate devotees in the science of love of Krishna. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, show us his great causeless mercy.
Smita loka shokam hadajita katam yasya parito girantu prarambha kushala patalim pallavayati badalam bakam va
Punyati nahi prema nivaham sadeva shchetanya. Kritadati tadana kripayatu sadeva shchetanya. Kritadati tadana kripayatu. May the supreme personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestow his great causeless mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all the bereavements of the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves. Taking shelter of his lotus feet invokes transcendental love of God at once. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Shachisu no kirti stabakana vasaram yanibadam bhumanyak vritatma patitikala parnyashtikam idam salakshmi vanneta nichapada sado jeepanahitam dadanak galyani anupadam badam sukayutu Dadana Kalyani Anupadam Abadam Sukhayatu.
These eight verses are full of the sweet fragrance of the fresh blossoms of the glorious fame of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Shachi Devi. May that beautiful supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, grant auspicious devotional love for his lotus feet to whoever takes delight in reading these verses. May he delight that reader at every step. Next is the Tritiyam Chaitanyashtakam, eight more verses about Lord Chaitanya.
Upasita padam bhujas tumno rakta rangradi viva padnya purushottamam padmadam brahma rajita samastanata mandali spurda bishta kalpandruma shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande pipam shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande pipam.
O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. Your lotus feet are worshipped by the great devotees like Lord Shiva. You have become effulgent, having obtained the magnificent city of Lord Jagannath, Puri. And you are a desire tree for all the surrendered devotees.
Navani hitamishite gudataravatarahita pavandamuna buddhayo nakalusava bhamadaya. Bhara bhavatu tatra kak tadato namaste param shachi sutamahi pavo kudumukunda mande kripam shachi sutamahi pavo kudumukunda mande kripam.
O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. The great spiritual masters and avatars like Dattatreya and Vyas, and the greatly intelligent souls like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya are unable to completely describe you. Who is more intelligent or expert than you? You are the supreme personality of Godhead, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
Nyatkatamapi shutap upanishadlira pyahitam swayam chupivitam niyan kudutaravataram tare. Chipan asir sambude tadiha bhakti ratnam chito shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kripam shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kripam.
O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. The highest stage of pure devotional service is not described at all in the Vedas or even in the Upanishads. It has not been described by the great spiritual masters and incarnations like Dattatreya and Vyas. O Lord Chaitanya, you are the ocean of the mellows of pure devotion, and you are casting jewels of pure devotion up onto the land.
Nijapaniya visparan natanaranga vismapito trinetanatamandala prakatitanuraganvito अहं कृतिकलङ्कितो ततच नारिदुर्बोधहे शचीसुतमहि प्रभो कुडुमुकुन्द मन्दे कृपां शचीसुतमहि प्रभो कुडुमुकुन्द मन्दे कृपां. O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. You manifested the nectar of pure love of Krishna to the devotees who were surrendered to you, and you amazed Lord Shiva, who had descended as Advaita Acharya, with the ecstatic dancing born from that love. Those who are puffed up with false ego cannot understand you. Bhavandi bhuvaye nada kalata dushkalot patya jamunada sitanapi pachuda charu karunyata iti pamaditanta rakshadana masvitastvam aham shati sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kripam shati sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kripam. O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. Because of your great and beautiful mercy, you deliver even those people on this earth who act sinfully because of their low birth. Understanding this, I have become joyful at heart, and thus I take shelter of you. Mukam vajapariskalam vajalavan madhuri rasa prasanga janita kila panata bringa rangotkara समस्त जन मंगल भव नाम रत्नाम बुदे शची सुतमहि प्रभो कुडुमुकुंद मंदे कृपां शची सुतमहि प्रभो कुडुमुकुंद मंदे कृपां. O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. The bumblebees have become attached to the liquid honey, which is the sweet speech falling from your mouth. They are amazed, and they offer respectful obeisances to you. You are the ocean full of the jewels of the holy names, and those jewels are the source of different kinds of auspiciousness for the living entities. Raganka madhuranana spudadanilda padmekshana smita stabaka sundara dadavishanka torastata prajotata prajangama papamanoja koti jute shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kipam shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kipam. O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. Your face is as beautiful as the moon, and the shining lotuses of your eyes have blossomed wide open. Your lips are beautified with clusters of blossoming flowers that are your gentle smiles. Your chest is very broad and expansive, and your upraised arms are like snakes. Your splendor is greater than that of millions of cupids. Aham kanaka ketuki kusuma gora dushtakshito na dosha labadashita vivada dosha purne piti atak pavanayadiya kupana vatsala tvam bhaji shachi sutamahi pavo kudumukunda mande kripam shachi sutamahi pavo kudumukunda mande kripam. O Lord Chaitanya, O son of Shachi, O giver of liberation, please be merciful to this fool. You are as effulgent as a golden flower, and I, residing on this earth, am very impious, filled with lust and anger. But if one full of faults takes shelter of you, you deliver him and make him faultless. O friend of the distressed, I therefore worship you with a humble mind. Idam danani mandalo sababhavatpadankheshu ye nivishta manaso nada padipatanti padyashtakam shachi vidyanandana prakatakirti chandra prabho nijapanaya nirbharam vitada devate bhyakshubham nijapanaya nirbharam vitada devate bhyakshubham. O Lord Chaitanya, O joy of the heart of Shachi Devi, your fame is as effulgent as the moon, and your descent has caused a festival for the earth planet. Please grant great auspicious love of yourself to those who, remembering your lotus footprints, read these eight verses. Next is the Sri Keshavashtaka, 8 verses meditating on Lord Krishna as he comes back from the forest of Vrindavan.
Nava priyaka manjari dachita karna pura shriyam vinindutata malati kalita shekare no jvalam darochvasita yutika kutita valguvai kakshakam vraje vijayanam vraje vipinadeshita keshavam vraje vijayanam vraje vipinadeshita keshavam.
I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. He is very beautiful, wearing an ear ornament made of fresh blossoming priyaka flowers. Wearing a crown of blossomed malati flowers, he is effulgent. He wears a garland of small, beautiful jasmine blossoms over his shoulder as a Brahmin thread.
Vishangi mani kastani panata shringi pingikshane vadanga maki dumale sabale hungsi bhungsi piye iti sasura bhikulam thaladamava yandam muda vraje vijayanam vaje vipinadeshita keshavam vraje vijayanam vaje vipinadeshita keshavam.
I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. He is calling his Surabhi cows who are wandering here and there, saying with great delight, O Pishangi, reddish-brown one, O Manikastani, jewel-uttered one, O Pranatashringi, bent-horn one, O Pingikshane, one who has reddish-brown eyes, O Mridangamukhi, Mridanga-drum-mouth one, O Dumale, smoke-colored one, Shabali, multicolored one, Hungsi, swan, O Vangshi Priye, O you to whom the flute is very dear.
Aganapanaya meduran, Madadanarma goshtikala, Vilasanilayan miladna vipada vesha vidyotina, Sakin akilasaraya, Patishuhasi yantangira, Vraje vijayanam bhaje vipinadeshita keshavam Vraje vijayanam bhaje vipinadeshita keshavam.
I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. On the pathway he is causing his friends, the cowherd boys, who are full of great love for him, who are reservoirs of artistry in the matter of speaking sweet joking words, and who are apparelled in many splendid garments, to laugh with his joking words, which are the best of all.
Shamambu kanika vali dadavalira gandantaram samud giri dhatu bi likhit charu patran puram udancha dali mandali tutvi dambi vakralakam vraje vijayinam bhaje vipinadeshita keshavam vraje vijayinam bhaje vipinadeshita keshavam.
I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are covered with small drops of perspiration. He is decorated with beautiful pictures drawn with the mineral pigments of the mountain using a blade of grass as a brush. His curling locks of hair deride the beauty of a swarm of black bees.
Nabandana navatarnaka valiviloka not kandaya natat kuduputanchala halugubirbu vang bindati gale nandavalagatam halugunivarta yantam puro vraje vijahi nambaje vipinadeshita keshavam vraje vijahi nambaje vipinadeshita keshavam.
I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. He sees the young calves with concern and causes the white cows to come with a soft call. They come, breaking the earth with their heavy dancing hooves.
Padanka tata bivaram vidichayanta madvashriyam jalatalada naichiki lichayadhuli dhumrasrajam Modo lahadi chanchali kutudukula chudanchalam Vraje vijayinam bhaje vipinadeshita keshavam Vraje vijayinam bhaje vipinadeshita keshavam.
I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. He beautifies the pathway with his footprints. His garland is powdered with the cloud of dust upraised by the best of cows who are moving here and there, and his silk garments and peacock feather move with the waves of the wind. Vilasamudalikala dvanvir ullasan manasa shanat akila ballavi pulakayanta manta grihe moho vidadatam ridi pramuditam cha ghosteshwarim vraje vijayi nambaje vipinadeshita keshavam vraje vijayi nambaje vipinadeshita keshavam. I worship Lord Keshava as he comes back from the forest of Braja. He at once delights the minds of all the gopis with the sweet sounds of his flute. He causes the hairs of their bodies to stand upright in ecstasy. He causes joy within the heart of Yashoda, the queen of Vrindavan, at every moment. Smitam kodakadambitai natadapanga bhungi shitai stanastapakasancharam nayana chanchari kanchalam vraji vijayi nambaje vipinadeshita keshavam vraji vijayi nambaje vipinadeshita keshavam. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he is worshipped by the gopis, who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with 100 manners of dancing glances and gentle smiles. The corners of his eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis' faces. Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Idam nikala ballavi kula mahotsavo lasanam krame nikala yakpumana patati shishtu padyashtakam tamunjuladiyam sada nijapadara vindanvaye ratim dadada chanchalam sukutayad vishakasaka ratim dadada chanchalam sukutayad vishakasaka.
These 8 verses are very effulgent, and they are a festival for all the gopis of Vrindavan. Sri Krishna, the friend of Vishakha, delights those who read this poem with proper understanding and gives them undeviating devotional service to his lotus feet. That devotional service enlightens the intelligence. Here's a few verses from the Shi Yamunashtakam, 8 prayers glorifying the Yamuna River.
Vrata danta kasya patane vipatti harini pekshiyati papano pi papasindu dharini niramadu dibada pishesha chitta bandani mampunata sarvadara vinda bandu nandani mampunata sarvadara vinda bandu nandani.
May the Yamuna River, the daughter of the sun god, always purify me. She rescues the living entities from having to enter the city of her elder brother Yamaraj. And simply by seeing her, the sinful living entity becomes free from the ocean of his offenses. With the sweetness of her water, she enchants the minds of all living entities.
Ahadi vadi dadi yami mandito do kandava pundadika mandaloja danda jali tandava snana kama pama doka papa sampadandani mampunata sava dada vindu bandu nandani mampunata sava dada vindu bandu nandani.
May the Yamuna River, the daughter of the sun god, always purify me. With her stream of pleasant waters, she decorates the great Kandava forest. Kanjanas and other birds dance above her community of lotus flowers, and she takes away all the fierce sins of the impious people who desire to bathe in her.
Avidatadati bandhu smerita bandhu rashvi kabaliti ivaradha panga bhangi tarangai mudita vadana chandras chandaka pirandari
Mudra Madhura Kanti Bhati Kunje Bihari Mudra Madhura Kanti Bhati Kunje Bihari. Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with a splendor more attractive than that of a rain cloud. He is always very beautiful, graced with the smiles of Cupid. He appears as if swallowed by the waves of the sidelong glances of Srimati Radharani. His moon-like face is very cheerful, and a peacock feather is the ornament for the top of his head.
Janayati tadoni nam mandale mandita nam tatabhuvinata raja kridaya bhanukucha vidadat atlachari bhati kunje bihari vidadat atlachari bhati kunje bihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. He causes the orchestra of veenas, flutes, drums, and other instruments to play. On the bank of the Yamuna, the daughter of the sun god, surrounded by the nicely decorated young gopis, he sports as the king of dancers, moving with unparalleled gracefulness.
Shikini kalata shajje, kokile panchamadye, swayam abhinavavangshyo damayan grama mukhyam, dritamigamada gandha, Sushtu Gandhara Sangyam Jubavanatiti Hari Bhati Kunje Bihari Jubavanatiti Hari Bhati Kunje Bihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. When a peacock sounded the first note of the musical scale and a cuckoo sang the fifth note, Krishna became attracted. With his newly fashioned bamboo flute, he played the third note in a very beautiful way. In this way he pleased and enchanted those two birds and all the three worlds. He is decorated with sweetly aromatic musk.
Anupamakadashako pataradhanguliko Lagulagukusumanam payatan batikayam Sadabasamanu Gitas Chitrakanti Biruchai Vajanava Yuvati Bhir Bhati Kunje Bihari Vajanava Yuvati Bhir Bhati Kunje Bihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. He has taken the right hand of Radha in his own matchlessly beautiful left hand, and they are both slowly strolling about in the garden of flowers. At the same time, his glories are sung with great delight by the young gopis with their beautiful high voices.
Ahiripukatalasye Kichakaram Navadye Vajgiri Tatarangi Vringa Sangita Bhaji Virichita Parichayash Chitratayatrikena Stimita Kadana Vritti Bhati Kunje Bihari Stimita Kadana Vritti Bhati Kunje Bihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. Standing in the dancing arena on the side of Govardhan Hill, he is worshipped by the dance of the peacocks, the humming songs of the bumblebees, and the instrumental music that is the sound of the bamboos moving in the wind. His senses are completely absorbed in this singing, dancing, and instrumental music.
Dishi dishi shukashari mandalaya gudhalila Pakatamana matadbir nirmitashcha yapura Tadadidahasi vrittam veyasi karnamule Smitamukam abhijalpan bhati kunje bihari Smitamukam abhijalpan bhati kunje bihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. The male and female parrots have publicly described the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna everywhere in Braja. In this way, an amazing flowing river of nectar has been created by them. Krishna, whispering into the ear of his beloved Radha,
describes all these events and causes her to smile with amazement. In his commentary, Srila Jiva Goswami describes Radha's amazement. She says, "How is it that these birds are publicly describing our carefully concealed confidential pastimes?"
Tavachakutakadambam stambate prekshakeki Nayana kamala lakshmi vandate krishna sara Aluralamalakantam nauti pashyeti radham Sumadudamalushamsam bhati kunde bihari Sumadudamalushamsam bhati kunde bihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. He flatters Radha, saying very sweetly, "O Radha, just see, this peacock has become stunned upon seeing the beauty of your hair, which is decorated with flowers of many different colors. He thinks the beauty of his tail is greatly chastised by the beauty of your hair. This deer offers obeisances to your beautiful lotus eyes, and this bumblebee extravagantly praises the beauty of your curling locks of hair."
Madana talala bala chakravali na vishvag vivida badakalanam shikshaya sevyamana skalata chakra veshe skandha deshe piyaya patata pitula bahu bhati kunde vihari patata pitula bahu bhati kunde vihari.
Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, shines with great splendor. Lalita and the other young girls of Braja are expert in the various arts of Cupid, and they serve Krishna by teaching them to him. The hair of Krishna's beloved, Radha, has fallen over her shoulders, and he has placed his broad arm there upon the instructions of his gopi teachers.
Idamanapama lila hari kunje vihari smadana padama dite tushta dirashtakanya nijguna vitayashi radhaya raditastam nayati nijapadabjam kunja sudmadhiraja nayati nijapadabjam kunja sudmadhiraja.
These eight verses are the abode of the remembrance of Sri Krishna, who sports in the groves of Vrindavan. They are very beautiful because they are full of his unparalleled pastimes. He is the king of the groves of Vrindavan, and he is worshipped by Sri Radha, who is full of all transcendental qualities. He leads the delighted reader of these verses to his lotus feet. What follows is the Dvitiyam Kunjabhyarashtakam, the second eight-verse poem about Krishna, who sports in the groves of Vrindavan.
Mani mandala varna pullani papasamanchita karna Indanila mani mandala varna pullani papasamanchita karna Krishna labada kushora sihari sundaro jayati kundu bihad Krishna labada kushora sihari sundaro jayati kundu bihari Radhika vadana chanja chakora sava balla babadu titi chora Radhika vadana chanja chakora sava balla babadu titi chora Chacharita chura tanchita chari charu to jayati kunda bihari Chacharita chura tanchita chari charu to jayati kunda bihari Sarvatak patita kaulaka pava Kamsanena datta vasava gava Sarvatak patita kaulaka pava Kamsanena datta vasava gava Kushta rakshana kate giridhari Lilaya jayati kunja bihari Kushta rakshana kate giridhari Lilaya jayati kunja bihari Ragamandala Vibhushita Vamsi Vidramena Mananotsa Vishamsi Ragamandala Vibhushita Vamsi Vidramena Mananotsa Vishamsi Suyamana Chaditakshukashari Shreena Bijayati Kundi Bihari Suyamana Chaditakshukashari Shreena Bijayati Kundi Bihari Shaptakumba duchi hadi dukula, keki chanda gaviraja tachula. Shaptakumba duchi hadi dukula, keki chanda gaviraja tachula. Namme yovanala sarnva janari, ranjanonda yati kunda bihari. Namme yovanala sarnva janari, ranjanonda yati kunda bihari. Stasaki kutasugandhi patira swana kanchi padishobhikatira Stasaki kutasugandhi patira swana kanchi padishobhikatira Radhiko natapayodhanavari kundaro jayati kundabihari Radhiko natapayodhanavari kundaro jayati kundabihari Goda Data Tilako Janambala, Kaili Chantalita Champakamala. Goda Data Tilako Janambala, Kaili Chantalita Champakamala. Adrikanda the Guhisha Bisari, Sumbravanda Yatikunda Bihari. Adrikanda the Guhisha Bisari, Sumbravanda Yatikunda Bihari. Vibramucha da dugantana nitta chipta gopalala nakala kritcha Vibramucha da dugantana nitta chipta gopalala nakala kritcha Prema matta visabhanu kumari nagaronja yati kundu bihari Prema matta visabhanu kumari nagaronja yati kundu bihari Ashtakam odudukundu bihari, Krindaya patatiyakilahari. Ashtakam odudukundu bihari, Krindaya patatiyakilahari. Sappayata villa sattvada bhagam, Tasya padakamalachanaragi. Sappayata villa sattvada bhagam, Tasya padakamalachanaragi. Tasya padakamalachanaragi. Tasya padakamalachanaragi.
All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. His complexion is as beautiful as sapphires, and he wears a blossoming kadamba flower as a decoration for his ear. His broad chest is decorated with a garland of gunja. All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. He is the chakora bird who drinks the moonlight of the face of Sri Radhika. He steals away the composure of the wives of the coward men of Braja. Skillfully clapping his hands in the rhythm known as Charchari, he dances very gracefully. All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. When his relatives, the coward men of Vrindavan, were about to perform the universally famous Indra Jagya, he stopped the sacrifice and thus took away the pride of Indra. Afterwards, when Indra retaliated, he protected the inhabitants of Braja by easily lifting Govardhan Hill. All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. He praises the festival of Cupid with the pastime of playing his flute, which is decorated with many beautiful melodies. In this way, he attracts the gopis. But the male and female parrots and many other birds also become attracted by his flute music, and respond by singing many songs glorifying his pastimes. All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. The luster of his silk garments eclipses the effulgence of gold, and the top of his head is decorated with a peacock feather. These shining young gopis of Braja approach him, having become attracted by the sound of his flute. He pleases them with his embraces. All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. His forehead is effulgent with the decorative tilak markings made with yellow mineral pigments. His garland of champak flowers moves to and fro as he performs his pastimes. He arranges for a rendezvous with the beautiful gopis in the caves of Govardhan Hill. All glories to Sri Krishna, who performs pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. The wives of the cowherd men have dropped all their household duties because of his dancing eyebrows, which move with the pastimes of Cupid. He is the connoisseur who is expert at relishing the young daughter of King Vishabhanu, Sri Radha, who is maddened with pure love for him. These eight verses are beautified with the sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna, who sports in the groves of Vrindavan. The reader of these verses will certainly develop attachment for the service of Sri Krishna's lotus feet. That service causes the servitor to develop all good qualities. Next is the Tri Bhangi Chandastava, a poem that recalls Krishna's threefold bending form. Yamala janabandhanam ashitarandhanam ahiganjanaganalasabadam Yamala janabandhanam ashitarandhanam ahiganjanaganalasabadam Pashupalapadandhanam abhisitakandhanam atisundhanam adavindakaram Varagobavadudhanam virichitapujanam madhukudhanam abhavenadadam Smadhanam vichakshanam akilavilakshanatanulakshanam atidakshatadam Vanatasani pundanam ambada pindanam adikunda the hadam in the mukam. Vanatasani pundanam ambada pindanam adikunda the hadam in the mukam. Gomanda the dakshinam anakuta pakshinam adidakshinam amitat musukam. Guru Gorakamandatam ananayana pandatam abakandita podahutamakam. Vada kamala virochanam alikasarochanam gorochanam antitanmanakam. Vada kamala virochanam alikasarochanam gorochanam antitanmanakam. Unnatidati nayaka shanita sayaka vananayaka chala chillitatam. Utata sankochanam ambajalochagam ahamochadam amadalinatam. Nikaladika kodam ungula sodam atigodam apashubishadatam Madhupadapallavam amramavallam arushidulabhasavallasagatam Madhupadapallavam amramavallam arushidulabhasavallasagatam Bhujamurni vishankata madhikata shankata natakantita batavishadalam Bhujamurni vishankata madhikata shankata natakankata matavishadalam Lavanipakadam vitavanadolam vitamavalam vitakalakantakalam Dujanatana pavakamana chadashavakana kadavakamala noshidalam Nijavikamacha vata bujugudaga vata ganda vata dana jardibalam Nijavikamacha vata bujugudaga vata ganda vata dana jardibalam Shuti ratna vabhushana vuti jita pushana maladushana nayanantakati Shuti ratna vabhushana vuti jita pushana maladushana nayanantakati Yamunatata talpata pushpamanalpata malajalpata dayataptadati Vande mahi vandita nandanam mamandita kulamandita kalakansamatim Vande mahi vandita nandanam mamandita kulakandita kalakansamatim Rami hadamo dala hadadada sodada hadano dana manu bandadati Rami hadamo dala hadadada sodada hadano dana manu bandadati Rami hadamo dala hadadada sodada hadano dana manu bandadati Rami hadamo dala hadadada sodada hadano Sri Krishna broke the Yamala Arjun trees. He is very pleasing to the devotees who have taken shelter of him. He conquered the Kaliya serpent and danced on its hoods. He is the king of the coward men, and he meets the gopis, who are very beautiful and full of all transcendental qualities, in the caves of the mountain, and he is worshipped there by them. He is very beautiful, his hands are like lotus flowers, and he plays very beautiful musical sounds on his newly fashioned bamboo flute. He is very expert at speaking amorous joking words, and indeed, he is expert at everything. His form is endowed with all the most auspicious markings and characteristics. With the strength of many thunderbolts, Sri Krishna protects the surrendered souls. He is decorated with yellow garments, and he is like a lion who defeats the elephant-like demons. His face shines like the moon, and he is the protector of the cows. The sound of his voice is as beautiful as the singing of birds, like the parrot and the sarasa. He is very honest and sincere, and full of great happiness by performing his pastimes. His body is decorated with many beautiful pictures drawn with the mineral pigments of the mountain. He's very expert at pacifying his friends and the Brahmins when they become angry. He stopped the sacrifice of Indra. He is the sun that shines on the lotus flower of the community of Braja. His forehead is decorated with beautiful tilak drawn with the yellow pigment Gorochana, and his nails display a beautiful redness. The two creepers that are the eyebrows of Sri Krishna are like bows, and they shoot the sharp arrows of furious Cupid, the deity of conjugal love. Krishna takes away the strength of those who act wrongly, and he releases the devotees from their past sinful reactions. The demigods offer obeisances to him, and indeed, he is the person most worthy of worship. He appears very effulgent, decorated with kumkum powder, and he is very attached to the fair-complexioned gopis. His feet are like delicate blossoms, and his gestures are so graceful that even Airavata, the elephant of Indra, cannot aspire to move so gracefully. The shoulders of Sri Krishna are very broad, and he is like a shield that protects the surrendered devotees when they become frightened. He performs pastimes, moving just like a bumblebee amongst the different forests of Vrindavan, where there are many young kadamba trees. His voice is very sweet, like that of a cuckoo. He is the forest fire that burns up the grass-like demons. He protects his companions, the cowherd boys, from the forest fire and other dangers. His petal-like lips are beautifully reddish. With his prowess, he chewed up and caused great distress to the demons, who were as powerful as the ferocious Saurava animal, and who were very proud of the strength of their arms. The jewels that decorate the ears of Sri Krishna have defeated the effulgence of the sun, and the movements of the corners of his eyes, adorned with black mascara, criticize the quick movements and black color of the bumblebees. His sitting place on the bank of the Yamuna is decorated with flowers, and he takes delight in hearing many proud words from his gopi beloved. O Krishna, let us offer respectful obeisances unto you. You offer respectful obeisances and prayers to Nanda Maharaj, and you give all good qualities to the members of your family. It is because of you that the intelligence of the demon Kamsa became blinded. O Damodar, O brother of Balaram who holds the plow, please remove our fear of this material world, for you are very affectionate to your devotees. What follows is a selection of verses from the Utkalika Vallari, the Creeper of Desire. Dadatam apadangsha kandali daladindi vadavinda banduram kritakanchana kanti vanchanai spuditam charumarichi sanchayai. O Krishna, the luster of your form is more beautiful than all the blossoming Indivara flowers. O Radha, your splendor and beauty have stolen away the effulgence of gold. Nichitam ganachanchalatate anukule nanukula rochisha mriganabhidu chakshanabhina mahitam mohanapatta vasasa. O Krishna, the effulgence of your garments is like that of lightning and rain clouds. O Radha, you appear very glorious, decorated with excellent, charming garments which have the luster of musk. Madhurim pakatayanta munjvalam shipate adivivarishta saustavam indira madadagushta sundari vrindavismayakara prabhonatam. O Krishna, you are beautiful and effulgent. You are even more beautiful than Lord Narayan, the husband of the goddess of fortune. O Radha, your great splendor amazes all the beautiful young girls of Vrindavan, as well as the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi.
Itadajanasudu gatoti yasyastida guna datnata yasrohanadri Akalagunavati kadambachetak pachudatamatkatikari sadgunadhyam.
O Krishna, you are the mountain of eternal good qualities, which are like jewels and which are unobtainable by those outside your intimate association. O Radha, you are enriched with all transcendental good qualities, which amaze the minds of all women who are endowed with good qualities.
Nishtala vajakishora mandali mauli mandada hadinmani shradam visva vispadita gokulola sannabmi yovatavatamsa malika.
O Krishna, you are the king of jewels, the dark Marikata jewel, which decorates the crown of the teenage youth of Vrindavan, who have no equal anywhere. O Radha, you are the crowning garland worn on the head of the shining young girls of Gokula, which is manifested in this material universe.
Svanta sindu makadikata radham dinnishakada kudangata krishnam vreyasi padimalonmada chittam pishta sodabada tindaya vargam.
O Krishna, Radha has become a shark swimming in the ocean of your mind. O Radha, Krishna has become a deer in the moon of your mind. O Krishna, your mind becomes maddened by the fragrance of your dearmost Radha. O Radha, your senses become captured by the fragrance of your beloved Krishna.
Prema moti vadakartika devi kirti gana mukadi kita vanksham vishwanandana mukunda samangya vrinda kirta dada sagya da sagya.
O Krishna, you have placed the flute to your lips to sing the glorification of Kartika Devi, Sri Radha, who is the best of the gopis, who are all personifications of Prem. O Radha, your tongue is expert at relishing transcendental mellows by singing the glorification of Mukunda, who pleases the whole universe.
Nayana kamala madhuri narudna pajana vyovata maulirin maralam patipati sutta chitta minaraja gahana patishta velochananta jalam.
O Krishna, the swan of the mind of Sri Radha, who is the crown of all the young girls of Braja, is enchanted by the sweetness of the lotus flowers of your eyes. O Radha, you are expert at catching the king of fishes, the mind of Sri Krishna, with the net of your sidelong glances.
Ahanta sandakadona sadanjari purnamana sadado prasidatam dhurjaneta dashatangute nija pikshana patibhavaschitamapi.
O Radha and Krishna, the giant waterfall of the nectar of your mercy empties into the full lakes of your minds. Please be merciful to this rascal and grant him even the effulgence of your loving devotional service as a guarantee of your future association.
Pashupala varinya nandano vadametam maharate yuvam bhavatu panayomba vibhave bhavatore vipadam vujeshume.
O Radha and Krishna, O children of the best of the cowherd men, at every moment I ask from you this benediction. May I always feel affection for your lotus feet, birth after birth.